This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Women members of the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF, are implementing a new action plan aimed at eliminating violence against women, demanding more support from male union members, and winning gender justice for women at home, in the community, and the workplace. The action plan was adopted at a conference of almost 300 ITF women members held in Delhi, India, January 27th to 28th. The delegates came from 80 countries. Diana Holland is the chair of the ITF Women's Committee. She is also the Assistant General Secretary of Unite, one of the UK's largest unions.
The theme has been from global crisis to global justice. That has underpinned absolutely everything that we've discussed. And I remember one meeting of women transport workers when we were talking about the economy, the impact of the global economic crisis, and there was an overwhelming feeling of everyone feels isolated on their own. What can we do to come together to organise about doing something about it? And what struck me here was in the discussions that we had about the impact of the crisis, we weren't feeling isolated. We were overwhelmed by some of the horrors that are going on, but we were absolutely clear. We knew what we had to do. And some of that agenda has grown over the years. And I think what's happened is, through organising in trade unions, but through organising internationally, what we know is that we are not isolated, we're not on our own, and we can try and take on some of these forces that are affecting us internationally, that are affecting us in our workplaces. We can stand together and say we're not going to have women at the forefront of bearing the brunt of the crisis or the measures that are being taken in order to deal with it, and we're not going to have any transport workers treated the way that they are in some workplaces, some industries, some sectors, some parts of our sectors. And all of us are saying there's a bottom line here. We're not going to be the race to the bottom. We're going to be the race to the top.
Alison McGarry is the ITF's Women Transport Workers Coordinator. She was asked about the themes of the conference in Delhi.
The themes actually come from the action. The theme of fighting against violence against women comes from the sisters' experience. It feeds into our work program and into the day-to-day work that our affiliates are undertaking. It's really practical. It's about the sisters who are organisers in, be it the Fish campaign or the DHL campaign, talking about their experiences, significantly help inform us to plan and to actually shape and deliver a very strong work programme, because it is actually based upon what our women transport workers do in their jobs, in their workplaces every day.
The delegates attending the ITF conference in Delhi were addressed by Sharon Burrow, the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the body which represents organized labor at the global level. Ms. Burrow is the first woman to be a General Secretary of the ITUC.
When you consider that women have been hit hardest by the economic crisis we're still living through, and that pain has been compounded by the move to austerity, then we need to organise women against that set of policies. The realities are that women's employment in terms of participation levels have stagnated. We have 50% of women of working age population, and yet we know that despite the equality with men in those figures, our participation in the workforce has stagnated and is starting to decline. In fact, less than 30% of women are in work. We've got work to do. We're running a Count Us In campaign. We're challenging our affiliates to sign up. We hope that the Global Unions Federation will support us. And we're saying count us in. Count us in to our unions, to our union leadership. Count us in because our target is to organise 5% more women, but count us in to our communities and our economies, because women's participation will lift GDP and therefore jobs growth faster than any other measure. Count us into the workforce.
Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.